See, one of the things is that I was taught early in my recovery through my sponsor, and I do believe that sponsorship is the backbone of this program. I also believe that it's the home group's responsibility to make the members that are available be available for those who may not have access to them. Because what happens is this. Sometimes we can get hung up in our clean time. Getting hung up in my clean time makes me think that I've arrived. And any place that I've ever arrived, I've always looked for the exit. What it does, it will make me tell myself that I don't need to be here anymore. We become stick-up artists in recovery. We get deep pockets and short arms. We forget that the seventh tradition is about contribution. And we're not only talking about contributing in a monetary sense. We're talking about contributing in a spiritual sense. And we need to let people know that, because when the newcomer comes in and he can't be a part of because he's alienated through growth, then it's not growth. Then it's nothing more than just becoming dwarfs in our recovery. How many times have I come to a meeting and allow fear and self-centeredness to dictate to me to not reach out to that newcomer? Not because I didn't want to, because I'm still afraid of rejection. Just because we accumulate time does not mean that our disease gets any weaker. If anything, it gets stronger. If anything, it will hit me in ways that it has never hit me before. But it will always trap my ass off. It will take me into the ring and make me believe that I'm a contender. The only barometer of measurement that I suggest that we use to measure our growth is to compare us to us. And the reason I say that is because whenever I compare myself to anybody, there's only two ways I'm going to feel. Either better or lesser. I want to feel equal. This is a fellowship of equality. I'm not going to down any other 12-step fellowship for one simple reason. That's not what this is about. We came here to celebrate, not to get negative. And we have to remember that if it wasn't for one, there wouldn't be another. But what I do know is that I've worked one program, I have one disease, and I belong to one fellowship. I do not straddle the fence. Because indecision and indecisiveness, it's about insecurity because of lack of faith. Because I need to walk out sometimes on blind faith. Like I walked out on blind faith from my apartment to the corner to the green door that didn't have any steps. And I was hoping that you had something good. I come into recovery and I talk about how big I had it. Toward the end, it was nothing but crumbs. This disease likes to be exaggerated. It likes when you exaggerate the good times. I give it power. I need to think about the bad times. I need to remember my last get high. I still remember my last get high. It was 9 years, 9 months, and 3 weeks ago today. I didn't say I'm working on 10 years because I don't own time that I don't have. And sometimes, you know, I'm attracted to slickness. I'm attracted to what the basic text eloquently calls terminally hip and fatally cool. And sometimes it sounds real profound to say I have just for today. But if I saw you in a meeting yesterday and you're telling me you have just for today, what happened? If I didn't see people that have accumulated time that are still participants in their recovery, I wouldn't know that you can attain it. If I didn't see people who went on a spiritual journey to get a guard of their understanding that they were comfortable with, not secondhand information based on secondhand knowledge with something that would force, I could never believe that I was entitled to a guard. Sometimes I have talked about the fear of God. The fear of God was my spiritual arrogance in thinking that I had to be perfect in order to be humble. It was my thinking and thinking that my Creator wouldn't love me because my expectations were not that high. And what I learned was one thing, and I learned it from an addict. I learned more about spirituality in here that prepared me so when I went on my own quest, I learned it in here. Don't tell me that we don't have spirituality in Narcotics Anonymous. Don't tell me that we have to run someone else, because what we are confusing with serenity is nothing more than just passivity from a disease that makes people passive. And one of the things that I know is that our literature talks about the things that did not work for you in the past may possibly work for you today. But if we all go on a spiritual journey, and if we all went on a quest, and if we all became crusaders, and we don't come back, we're missing in action. How can you tell somebody how your journey was if you don't come back? See, getting things is not about everything, because all I need is one good thing in my life. And I have that one good thing today. You have given me a God of my understanding that I am comfortable with. Not because it was imposed on me, but because I had a gentleman in recovery who told me once and gave me a book and said, read this. He said, and what I wish for you is that you get a God of your own understanding, even if it's not my God. That's a lot of growth. That's a lot of spirituality. That's not about dogma. That's not about placing conditions or imposition on your revelation of where you need to be. I heard that from an addict. So see, sometimes as cold as we pretend to be, we're not that cold. There's a part of us that's real soft inside, that wants to come out and play, but sometimes is afraid. It's afraid because it'd rather live in your illusion than to accept your own reality. One of the things that happened to me, because I like to talk about where I'm at, is that when I had 6.5 years in recovery, I wound up in a mental institution. And I wound up in a mental institution because I stopped loving me. And because this podium became more important, and me being validated by you, than me validating myself. And I need to say that because sometimes, you know, all of us sometimes have a dream of being up here. But there's a price that we pay for being up here. What do you do when the laughter stops? What do you do when you no longer feel like you want it because you've been so accustomed to feeling how others made you feel that you was forgot that you was entitled to your own feelings and had a right to talk about it? This is our responsibility. And what happens is we all get our chance. We all get a turn in recovery. And when I was in that mental institution, I remember being in a fetal position, which is a good position for an addict to be in, because it keeps me humble. And I don't have to talk about how humble I am, because once I tell you how humble I am, I have lost all my humility. And being in that fetal position, in that psychiatric unit, I thought it was the end of the world. I was saying to myself, where did recovery take me? I started to question if I wanted to come back to Narcotics Anonymous or not, because I was afraid of how you were going to perceive me and accept me. I was afraid of hearing that's what happens when you go to the podium. I was afraid of you thinking that I didn't have a program. But what I realized was one thing, that I had to have a program, because I checked in to a hospital, not to a detox. What I realized was that I needed to recommit myself and get back to the basics and remember that what you think about me is not my business. That if I spend 12 hours worrying about you, I'm topping short on 12 hours. There can be 24 hours focused on me. And I realized that here. And what I realized was that when I came back after being in the mental institution, what I realized was that when I came back, people loved me more. Why? Because I was telling them the truth, and I wasn't hiding my experiences to be grandiose, to be up here on image time. I was here to tell you the truth, and let you know that on the road to recovery, things will happen. Some of us will get ill as a direct result of our addiction, with whatever disease. But we need to remember that illness in recovery is not an outside issue. What's an outside issue is what I don't put on the table that needs to be put on the table, because it has an impact and an effect on my recovery. That's why in Narcotics Anonymous, I remember when I came around, we used to have a pamphlet called Medication in Recovery. Then they came out with the other pamphlet, In Times of Illness. And that stopped all the so-called medical doctors without degrees in Narcotics Anonymous telling people what they should or shouldn't do. We talk about abstinence, not pain or suffering being part of the condition of our recovery. And one of the things is, true, we sometimes don't know whether, we'd like to say we don't know whether we're using or not. Real simple barometer. If you went to the doctor and he offered you cough syrup and he told you take a spoonful and you swig it, you use. See, using by definition means to exploit selfishly. That's what using by definition means. But there are some of our members that do take medication and have to take medication. And it is between them, their God, and their sponsor whether they're responsible or not. It is not our judgment call, because this is not about judging. This is about embracing your spirit and the totality of who you are, because we love you unconditionally, with the only requirement being that you have a desire. That's all. This is a real simple program for complicated people. Sometimes we could intellectualize this process to the extent that we will intellectualize ourselves to a relapse. But we all go, if we get honest with ourselves, we go through periods of lapses. We go through periods where we're not as spiritually fit as we wish that we were. Sometimes we're spiritually comatose. And how we become spiritually comatose is by not working what has worked for countless other addicts. When I think that I'm better than, when I walk around with an attitude of indifference or intolerance toward spiritual principles. The steps are our solution. The first three steps are our foundation. The fourth through the ninth are the cleansing steps, and the 10th through the 12th are how we maintain our recovery on a daily basis. Wherever you at in your recovery, be grateful that you're there. There's a whole lot of people that would have loved to have been in the seat that you're sitting in today. Unfortunately, there's one dilemma. They're dead. And always remember that if the drugs don't get you, the lifestyle will. We have a choice in here. But it's not a choice unless I exercise it. And the choice is, do I feed my disease or do I feed my recovery? As you leave this morning, hold on to one thing. You can't take everything that you heard with you, but grab on to one thing that made some sense and use it. This is too much for any one individual to handle. This program will not promise us the keys to heaven, but it will definitely unlock the gates of hell. And serenity is the ability to go to bed at night with problems unsolved because we have faith, we have a program, but mainly because we have each other. And faith can take the sting out of the winds of adversity. I am an addict, and my name is Mustafa.